There was quite a bit of traffic on West River Road. It's the highway that runs alongside the Hudson. But I figured no one would see us if we landed on the other side of the island. It was also the closest point to where Luke's map had the X. We pulled the kayak onto the bank and Celia grabbed the shovels. I checked my compass. It started to rain.
Okay, I'm ready.
15 paces due north from Big Whitey. Well, what is a Big Whitey?
Big Whitey? I don't know. It meant something to Luke.
Oh, all I see is trees.
No birches. They're white.
Isn't that the biggest one?
What is it?
Yeah, it's a tree.
Uh-huh. What kind?
And it's an oak.
What kind?
Well, what's he say?
What kind of oak?
Are there different kinds?
Yeah. Come over here.
You see the shape of this leaf?
Yeah.
This isn't a red oak. Uh-huh. It's a white oak. And, uh-oh.
What?
It's a white oak.
Oh, Big Whitey!
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, starting from the trunk. I'm going to start from the trunk.
15 paces due north.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wait. How do you know the exact length of a pace?
What? A pace is a stride, you know.
Well, you said Luke was tall.
Yeah, it was like 6'4".
So if his legs were longer, you'd have to take a longer stride.
Yeah. Right, should I start over?
No. Just make them extra long.
Why extra long?
To compensate for the short ones you've taken.
Okay. I lost my count.
Nine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. 9. 10.
No, wait, stop.
What?
You shouldn't start with 9. Start with 10.
You said 9.
Well, you already did 9.
So where am I now?
You're at 12. Start with 13.
How did I get to 12?
Because you started wrong.
But I didn't do 11.
Yes, you did. Your 10 wasn't 11.
13.
Yeah.
14, 15, 16.
No, stop.
What?
You went too far. Come, back up one.
Sorry. 15. What's next?
Turn due east. Take 3 paces.
Due east. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Now, 5 paces toward the eyesore. What's that?
I don't know.
It must be something really ugly.
Well, there's a couple of houses on the far bank, but they look okay.
Let me see.
See? What do you think?
I don't see anything really ugly.
Maybe there was something there. It's not there anymore.
What happens when the leaves fall?
You can see a lot more.
You stay here. Don't move. I'm going in front of the trees where I can see.
She's a peach.
I know.
I bet she's juicy.
Hey, cut that out.
She can hear you, Shorts.
Yeah? Why is that?
You tell me.
Hey, I see it!
Oh, she is one tasty chickie.
Tasty chickie? Really, Willie, the low life you hang out with.
What'd you find?
A dock across the river, and it's made out of cement blocks, and it's really ugly. Walk toward me.
How many paces?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hi.
Where do we go from here?
Down. Start digging.
Oh, yeah, one shovel for you, one shovel for me.
The sod was about a foot thick. It was getting dark now. Rain continued, but we didn't notice it. Celia was pretty good with a shovel. The hole kept getting wider and wider and deeper, but we weren't finding anything. I figured if there was anything here, Luke wouldn't bury it 6 feet deep, would he? And then Celia's shovel hit something.
Ooh. Hear that?
And do it again.
Is it a rock?
Sounds too soft.
Yeah.
Can you shine the light down here?
I got down on my knees and dug around with my hands. It was a plastic box.
Let's see. Oh, it lunch bucket.
Huh?
See? Treasure Island.
Huh. Treasure Island's a pirate's lunch bucket.
And there's a lock. What do you think is in there?
Knowing Luke, it'll probably be a rubber ducky.
How do you know it was Luke?
You mean Luke didn't bury this?
Don't ask me.
Had to be Luke.
Keep digging.
What's he saying?
There's something else.
Where?
Underneath.
I dug it out. Beneath that was another and yet another under that. And that was it. They were all lunch pails, all different, but all printed with pirate pictures, gold bullion pouring out of the treasure chests, parrots and peg legs, and all the usual pirate booty. We took our four treasure chests, boarded the kayak, and paddled away.
When we got back to my place, I left Celia in the pickup while I went inside to see if the Weasel and Crusher were into my cottage cheese again. They weren't. We put the boxes on the kitchen table. I went out to the garage and got the bolt cutters. The lock snapped easily enough.
Do you think it's safe?
Maybe. I unsnapped the latches.
Maybe I can just open it a little and peek inside.
I opened the lid just a little and shined the flashlight in.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
It's rigged.
There's a tripwire.
Oh, crap.
I don't think we should open it.
White boy.
Who?
Rick. He knows demolitions. That's what he did in Vietnam.
Yeah. It's not a pro. It's amateur.
How big a charge can you fit into a lunchbox?
Ooh, big. You got three more boxes here. Boom, 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 boom.
So it is a bomb.
Maybe not.
No?
But maybe.
Can you defuse it?
I don't want to try.
So what do we do?
I know a place I can set it off.
But what if there's something inside the box?
Boom!
Willie, just open it.
I'm going to take it out back and open it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Do it.
Don't listen to him.
I'm with you. Don't do it, man.
Do it.
I'm going to the backyard.
Oh.
Why does he listen to him?
Shorts, telling him to do it.
Yeah.
I set the box on the far side of the willow tree, hooked a fishing line up over a low branch, caught the hook under the lid, got behind the brick barbecue, ducked my head, and pulled on the line.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Some kind of a whirling or scratching sound going on in there.
Don't move. What's that?
It's laughing at me.
That's laughing?
It's pirates. It's a har-har box. I can see something else. Something wrapped in tin foil.
Where did they stop laughing?
Have I waited long enough?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not.
What is that?
I don't know. It's wrapped in plastic and tin foil and duct tape.
Maybe it's dope.
Maybe it's treasure.
I sliced through the duct tape, through the tin foil and layers of plastic, and finally, there it was. Luke the Pirate's treasure.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Are they real?
Looks like they're all hundreds.
And there's three more boxes.
Maybe we should open them up back.
Go right ahead.
I'll use the same method you did, just to be safe.
As we counted Luke's little treasure, we could hear the har-har boxes being set off in the backyard. It sounded like we were having a pirate party back there.
What do you have?
$13,300.
The other three boxes netted exactly the same amount.
There's $100,000 here. What are you going to do with all this?
We'll split it. Three ways.
No, you don't have to give me any. That's okay.
No, not you. I meant Shades.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll pay off what he owes the weasel, and then we'll split the rest between you and me and Shades.
Can I ask a favor?
You want some money?
No. I would like one of those har-har boxes.
Well, I don't know. Okay, it's yours.
Thanks, man.
You can have all four of them.
You know, I always figured Luke had a lot more than this. Where do you think he stashed it?
Probably offshore.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe in the Caymans. Have fun.
What a day. I need a bath.
Yeah, me too.
Well, do you want to join me?
You mean in the shower?
No, not in the shower.
Oh, sorry.
I meant in the bathtub.
Oh.
Oh, shut up.
I still think Luke's alive.
And now the credits. William Shortop, played by Mr. Bill. Celia, Karen Evan Kendall. White Boy Rick, Patrick Donovan. Shades, Melvin White. Annie, Kelly Sweeney. Weasel, Paul Kendall. The therapist, Marcia Dale Lopez. The caretaker, Gary Stein. Saratoga Fast Cats was written by Meatball Fulton with music by Tim Clark. This has been a ZBS production, ZBS.org.